Alderman Nicholas Spezzato's on a phone line. We called you, Alderman, to ask you a little bit about what you think about this disagreement, that's putting it mildly, between the mayor's office and the police union in Chicago. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me on. I don't believe it's between just the police. I believe it's between police and fire also, and then possibly streets and sand are at odds over this mandate.
What's your position on this, Alderman?
No, I'm not a big fan or a supporter of mandates. I'm a supporter of the mayor, and I guess it'll get people upset that I say that. But if the mayor fails, I fail. We all fail. The city fails. So, I like to work with people to try to work things out. But I just thought it could have been handled a little bit better. So I'm not an attorney. I'm not a labor attorney, certainly. And I feel that this could have been handled a little bit better, could have worked things out a little bit better, and people would be, I think, more willing to comply. And many, many, many policemen and firemen are vaccinated. They just don't like the whole reporting, not knowing where the information's going, and why this is so important to report on the portal. So,
do you know, report on the portal, is that it? I mean, so that they have to report on the portal that they've chosen not to get vaccinated, but that they will get tested. They need to indicate.
That report is no matter what you are. That report
Say,
yes, I am vaccinated. No, I'm not vaccinated. I'm applying for an exemption. Whatever it may be, or I'm just going to be defiant and I'm not doing it, and I'm not getting an exemption. So,
are you hearing compliance is going to be, Nicholas? I wonder what number or percentage of officers are not going to do that.
Yeah, we haven't heard yet. I mean, everybody's throwing numbers out there all over the internet. I see people making numbers up. I believe they're made up numbers. I probably believe that, certainly over half of both police and fire, way more than half have already complied. And I'd say the 75%, the 80% range are vaccinated. And then but the complying thing, that's a whole different story. So, and I'm very concerned, John, because let's just say I'm making these numbers up. This is total just for conversation purposes only. If 2,000 police officers don't report on the portal and 1,000 firemen and 500 streets and sand guys, I don't know what we're going to do. This could be dangerous times in the city. It could be anarchy all over the place if we're sending 200 police officers home and working at half of our manpower, because I don't know where we're going to get the guys to come in to say, okay, I'll come in because you sent my friend or my partner home. So,
well, I wonder what those officers, streets and sand workers and firefighters, would say about the vaccine per se. Are they against the vaccine, or are they against having to declare their participation in the program?
So I went to the FOP meeting last Wednesday and firefighter meeting Wednesday also, and they are not against the vaccine. Once again, I believe the far majority in the 75% range have been vaccinated. They're just against the declaring and letting their business known, and they don't think it's the city's business, and they're very concerned what's going to go on with this information and who's going to get it. And like I say, they don't mind to comply. And
the majority anyway. But Nicholas, I think it is the city's business. The city is their employer, and they're there to serve and protect the citizens of that city. In fact, it is their business, the city's, as their employer, to make sure that they're compliant, that they're safe. Nobody likes being told what to do. I'm not arguing with you here because you're not a police officer, and you said you support the mayor and the idea that we should get vaccinated. Nobody likes being told what to do. But if you are at that point now where you're going to not get vaccinated or not get tested or not comply with the reporting, then you might as well be against the vaccine, because either way, you're either not working or you're working unsafely. I mean, when push comes to shove, wouldn't it be incumbent upon the officers and city employees to comply?
Well, that's their personal choice, and this isn't going to be decided on, between the mayor and the unions or you and me on the show. Yeah. I think it's going to be decided in the courts real soon. They're going to have to act fast and figure this out. And as we know, there's a gag order on president of the FOP right now. So, you know, we'll see where it's going to go from here.
Well, listen, the mayor and the union have been at odds since before she was elected. But do you have any comment about the way the FOP president, the union president, conducts his business? He's so contentious with the mayor, and he's told his membership to defy the order. I wonder what you think about the leadership they're getting from their union.
Well, I mean, this is what they wanted. When I went to that meeting last Wednesday, it wasn't them saying, yeah, let's all comply. It was a bunch of angry individuals that don't want to comply. And I don't know. The group that was there was only about 500, which is pretty substantial for a meeting. They certainly don't speak for the whole rank and file. And some are, you know, and both police and fire both said at their meetings that, hey, listen, not everybody is saying that to comply. Many of people are saying, yeah, let's get this shot. Let's comply. Let's eradicate this disease and hopefully, put it in the rearview mirror.
I have a minute left, Nicholas. What do you think is going to happen? What's the next step here?
I just think the courts are going to decide. So, you know, it's going to be a who blinks first, and I don't see either one of them budging, either the mayor or certainly the police union or certainly the members. I mean, the firefighters unions are more supportive to say, let's comply, let's do what we have to do. But the members are a little more combative about this and a little more resistant to, mainly report. Like I said, many of people were at these meetings both nights that said, yes, I was vaccinated, but I just don't think I should have to tell you, the city, you know, what my business is and what are you going to do with this information.
And one last short answer to this. If they don't comply, if they don't work, if we're short that manpower, how do you think I would notice that? How would I feel that in the city?
I think you'll see mass chaos. I think these criminals are pretty intelligent, and when they know that they know we're short as it is with manpower, you see them, you know, go into these department stores and just pull in with bags and just stealing stuff. And I just think that'll just be happening more often in more places.
Alderman Nicholas,
I said this already. Christmas shopping could start real early in Chicago if we don't get this straightened out.
From the 38th Ward, Alderman, thank you for your time today.
Okay, thanks for having me on.